begin the current daf and set the baba bas to daf chav daf. Begin the maral. Begin the test mas. Begin with the gemara. And the chol the medadi. Anything that hops, ihadr chaz lekini medadi. Only if it turns around and sees its nest, then it will continue to hop. Shteis says lahabit sarach. The gemara didn't need lamay the kamar. This they were saying. This principle, ihadr, that if it turns around chaz lekini, that it sees its nest medadi, it's gonna hop. That didn't need this logic. And the reason for this is because keeping the shevach and the alma, since the general dovkats, yirsim mechamishim mekramim, are more than 50 ames from the vineyards, so as lek lemeches l'rubi d'alma, so then there's no concern for the majority of the world, because the chalam medada, because whatever hops, any medada yirsim mechamishim doesn't hop more than 50 ames, and so for sure it came only from these two dovkats that are within 50 amis of vineyards. Because of Hanach Shnei Shevachim, because these two dovkats, Shakram and Betoich Chamishim Amish Lehem, that the vineyard is within 50 amis from them, Asi Shabbat, that makes sense, the Karbala Zer Shalai, that the close one to this one is his, Afilah Nimtza Chutz Chamishim Abba, even if it's beyond 50 amis. Because like Nafik Mitoyer is Medada, because it's not out of the category of Hapur, Dali De Kramim, because through the vineyards, Medadi Yeser Mechamishim, it hops more than 50 amis. So then, why are we mentioning this logic for? So Ella Iri, rather, it's talking about the filim yirshevachin the alma, even if actually other general davkats are ben akram, are between the vineyards. But still, we're saying that if it's hidden, then it's not going to be from them. Void, moreover, medinokat shvil, from the fact that it uses the terminology of a path of a vineyard, mashmit sounds like she'ilu beza shavachim, these two dovkats, betoich hashvil, are between the path. And that vanipo kamaykin, and that the young bird is also nimtza betoich hashvil, is also in the path, where the lekel mechashem b'shevachim na'amad, if you don't have to be concerned that from other dovkats, afele in rechevim klal, even if they're not so far. Because keeping the limotzi chazlikini, since it cannot see the nest, therefore it's not going to be from them of me'elu hashabachin, but from these dovkats, with the end of a mavsik beinoy lebein hashabach, there's nothing interrupting between the bird and the dovkat, and therefore that's where we say that it's from them. Next, says at the beginning of the words, the gemara amabaya, he says avananam tinin. We also learned supporting Reb Chanina that Reb Kar Reb Zodiv damanim to be praised or tamei b'chul, like he brings the Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Which benimtza begag proizder, when you find it in the roof of the proizder, of the corridor, min halul lefnim, from the upper window, and within, that's what I read. That's the talk. Mike and the mucha perkal yalek zavis nigmar nid david zayman beis. So the hasam mefash mekayim in the sugi over there, explain where it is over there. But what Tais is trying to point out. That although it's closer to the Aliyah than the Makar, that's what we're showing by that area of the Lul. Still, we're saying that we're going to go based on the Rav. Chikatinik says, "Master, to begin with the words of the Gemara, Avgav the Ika Aliyah the Makarva." Meaning, even though the upper story is closer, and more of a Makarva the Muchachu, it's an evident closeness because the Karva Aliyah, it's much closer to the upper part. In contrast, from the uterus. In the Yochalavi, it can't really come to her. Elman can't shock Sabayes until she really bends over very much. Kamayish Shapirish Mesechtas Nida. Or as the Gir says, Kamayish Shapirashnu, like we explained, Mesechtas Nida over there. That's what we're saying, that even though it's carved in Muchach, which I tried to establish on the previous staff, that's the Chiddush of Reb Chanina, that's still you go it right. And like it says, to begin the words, the Gemara, the turn Reb Chia. And the different Maschal Tesis, that we learned, like our Gears in the Gemara, that as Reb Chia turned the Braisa. Now, so this is eager in the tani. If your gears is without a doubt and starting something new, tani b'chir b'chir tora b'risa, asa shabbat makes sense. It's a new idea, and we're saying from this b'risa you see three halachas. I'm eager in the tani. If you say that we learned in the b'risa, it's supporting what was just said, seemingly Rav's statement of that. No, we only see from the Mishnah Masechtas Nida Rav and Matzah. You don't see Rav versus Karav. So that's tema, that's a wonder, because hey, Chemaisi Mahalcha, how you bring from over here the Reva Matzehu, you're supporting from Chia, your concept, Rabba, that maybe we only say versus Karav only when there's majority and frequent? But the malam shem the Rebbe Matzah come repchei. Maybe it's not because of Rebbe Matzah. The servant love is the truma that you burn the truma. Elam the Rebbe carve in general majority and proximity halachah Rebbe go with the majority. Kibchaninu like Kibchaninu, which actually the Gemara itself says that point. So, and this is a taste of nearly it appears to me that filler gersin that the tani even if the gers is that we learned in the brisa. Loim the Rabbah. It's not really the words of Rabbah. El Gemara who the Maisel. The Gemara is bringing it that the Shabbah b'muchach Abaye must need the need that Abaye brought a good raya l'shitasai. From the Mishnah Masechet Nida, the Rebbe carve halacha acharayv that when you have majority versus proximity, you go after the majority, meaning that it's a definitive halacha. Yes, the Rebbe wants to contest. It's not just Rebbe; it's Rebbe and Matzah. But the concept of that your halach is the avak of the Gatani Sveikatim. You could say, what do you mean? It's not proving anything. It's just because of the doubt that we're going to suspect. It says Sveikatim. Akarcha was showing you that no love is sveiko. It's not a doubt. Mid the Torah b'chia. That's what bring a ray from the brayzer b'chia. The chayim love al beis mikdash that you're actually liable for coming to this mikdash for serving of truma. You burn the truma. So therefore, that's where you see it's a definitive halacha. So now Tesis it said that this is hagah, and that umaram oimer. The umaram says that actually the rava maisala. No, it's actually rava bringing it. The Rebbe Matzah, because yeah, Rebbe Chiya's halacha is Rebbe and Matzah. Where do you see that? Because as follows, the Ein Matzah, because it was not frequent. So it became like a mashmash Rebbe Chanina. Then what is Rebbe Chanina teaching us? What do you mean? Keeping the Shemini in the Torah, Rebbe Chiya is saying it's a brisa. Rebbe Chiya is teaching, and you see Rebbe Karv. Obviously, no, that you don't see anything because he's saying Rebbe Matzah. And that's what I was trying to prove. Because I'm misnit, the need the front of Mishnah says, need the loha yochel echiach. That he can't prove, because tafilim ain't the reva matzai. Because you could say that, no, even if it's not majority and frequent, what's Rebbe Chanina l'shmin? Still Rebbe Chanina had to teach us to lay name it that you shouldn't say sveikoi tome when it says his doubt is tome. I have savik mamish, it means literally a doubt. So you need him to say that, no, it's definitive. But in regards to the braisa, Chanin is saying clearly that it's a vaday, so then what's Reb Chanin teaching? Must be that Bryce is only saying that of Reva Matzah. Now says this the Ma'ida Hadabei Rava. Now this the Rava ultimately retracted. Because he says the Loi Haver Reva Matzah, that's not true. It's not Reva Matzah. It's just Reiv. So it's Reb Chanin Lashmin. So then this is a Bryce already. So what do you need Reb Chanin for? You needed him to tell us the Ema that turned Reb Chiya. Because if we only had the Bryce Reb Chiya, I would have said to Reva Matzah that actually it is Reva Matzah. That's actually Reb Chanina's teaching us the law of Reb Matzah. That's not Reb Matzah, it's only Reb Adkan Hagah. Next time, about to begin the words of the Gemara. And also, something else that the Bryce Reb Chiya teaches us is the halacha of Reb Zeira. Even though the doors are closed, it's only one Reb, still you go based on the Reb. Now, near the Ritzvah, it appears the Ritzvah, the Avag of the time of the Bein Trade Ruby, even though the reason why generally, we say that you need to have two majorities. Have Mishum de Gazrinan, because we made a decree, Reb Sia, that if we let you from most of those that are traveling, so then Atu Reb Ha'ir, you might come to the majority of those who are in the city, and then you run to Pram, Avakol Kavu, Kemetza Mechzadami. So therefore, we need two majorities. Kamakam, however, Itzuch Le Lememer Gabechanus, we still have to tell you by the stores, Libyan Trey Ruby, that you don't have to have two majorities, meaning what the Ritzvah is addressing is the whole reason why you need to have two majorities is to make exero. That doesn't help only the majority of those who are traveling, so that you don't come to the majority of just the city itself, which is problematic, like we said, because it's called Kabuka Metza Metza. It's like when it's stationary, it's like 50-50, and you don't go with majorities. But regarding the nine stores, the Ritzvah still had to tell us that you go after the majority of stores, even though the doors are closed, and that you don't combine the Reva Olam, and there's only one Reiv, which seemingly that's a different concept. It wouldn't apply as such a Gezeira. Yeah, says Ritzvah, it does apply, because the Avagav, the Lekha Lamei Mahach, even though that exact thing doesn't apply over here, come Makam, however, Ikka Lamegzi, you can still make a decree, Shem Yikach Min HaKavua, that if we let you from those which are found, which you do see called the parish, Merubah parish, but then you might come to say, you might come to actually buy from the store itself, which is called Kavuka Metz and Metzadami. Ilav der Iker Rubah de Alma, if not for the fact that you also have majority of the world. Two rights. That's the Chiddush. And we got Isha Nami, and by the case of the woman also, Iker Zrin Ba Alma, that if we generally do make this decree, so Havalan Machon, that we should have been stringent here, Shalit Lisrif Minal Ulaf Nim, that we should not burn the blood that's found within the the upper window and within in the corridor, and because atu min alul uluchutz, because of the uluchutz, which that is more stringent. So it's the same concept, same principle. And Tosafot concludes that, which some say whether this is a haga or be that as it may, that manirulay del alacha kibchanin, it appears to him that to Ritzvah, that alacha is like this teaching of Reb Chanina, that Reb Karv, that Reb is Adav. Haga, so some have this Haga over here, or the Gir says Hacha Gesinan, that Shemam and the Rubidai Reisa. We see that this biblical concept of Reb is a biblical concept. Which Tosafot says, well, obviously, Chashlab Rubid Lesser Kamon. Obviously, he's considering it as a majority that's not here. It's statistical, but it's not necessarily present in front of us. Because the Rubid is a Kamon, because it was a majority that's present in front of us. But Tosafot Lemedik, you wouldn't have to infer, oh, Shema Mina, from this teaching. Because the crux of it, it's an explicit pasuk in the Torah, Achiram Lahat, is you go after the majority. Like the Gemara asked the first Bring Chulm, like when the Gemara asked Manole, Hadamina Zilbas Aruba, where do we know this idea that you go up to the majority and the park of Gemara asks, Menali, where do you know it from? The Ksavach Ram Lahat is a pasuk in the Torah. So obviously, because the Gemara considers it as a Ruba, the lesser Kama, which that we don't have a Mefurish and pasuk. I think it's nice to begin with the word of the Gemara, Ema, maybe say Mahai Dekara Asoi. Maybe it came from that area. But nevertheless, and therefore, Balav Davka says, it's not precise, Nimtz can make it Irsha Rubi Yisrael. If it's found opposite a city, the majority are Jews, then Asher Shmuel, then Shmuel is forbidden. And for the Irsha Kuli Yisrael, then even the city that's all Jews, Ekel Meshlach, it still has that concern. Maybe it came from the non-Jewish place. It's not even a din that there's a miyat. Next, it's not the beginning of the word, the Gemara Leimel, that same Mishmuel, the Sabbath Kripchanina. That, oh, because how's the Kripchanina? And place it says, maybe you can't say no. The Shari, the reason why it's permitted b'shem the subak early b'chutz la'aretz, because when you have a doubt regarding early and chutz la'aretz mutares, it's permitted, as the Gemara says in Kedushin of Lamed Ches. So it says no, the ha, because he less later b'chanina. If he really doesn't hold b'chanina, el rev akar, rather when you have majority and proximity, as lin basa kar, you go after the proximity, you can have a vadi arla. So then it's actually definite arla, and then this halacha wouldn't make sense. Obviously, the Gemara wants to say, let's say because he holds like b'chanina. Next says, "Master, begin the word the Gemara. What's new, Begave?" And that he, that if he stole it to hide it in over there, no one's going to hide it over there. So it says, "But then begin to say, Mikamakam, however, ye aser, it should still be forbidden. Why? Because the Ruba de Alma, Nachrim, the majority of the world is our non-Jews, Vav Yain Nesach, and we should be concerned that it's Yain Nesach." The Shemitah says, "We can say the Rib Gan veYisrael. No, the majority of thieves are Jews. Kedam Perik Bas that we deserve. Like the Gemara says, that we deserve. Daf Ayin Alf." And again, therefore, that's also not a savara for us to say that it's forbidden. Therefore, Ravina permitted it. Next, it's about to begin the word Gemara Beikafoy. So, Pesh Baruch the Aruch explains it's a makam, it's a place. Because I mean, like the Gemara says, "That Menvav Mebeis Rav Mordechai Alave L'Rav Shimon Barashi." He escorted him LeBeikafoy, B'Kai Gab Nohaya, and the situation was to have a korv with a muchach. That's an evident. Proximity, which again is this whole teaching of the Chiddush of Chanin, that still you go based on the right. Then it says about to begin the word the Gemara Lim Rabbi the Lesser Reb Chanin. Let's say Rabbi doesn't hold the Reb Chanina based on his psak, which and the stress of this question says Tosafot appears, but that can't be because for Rabbi is the Reb Chanina. The Gemara quoted as Rabbi retracting and holding Reb Chanina is a halachana, but that's especially the question of the Gemara.